definitely human.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast, a podcast of the post-hope generation. I'm David Price.
And I'm David Knight, and this week we'll be reviewing fig rolls.
We'll be judging the biscuit on three categories: first impressions and taste, texture, which includes dunkability, and biscuitness. And I'm very pleased to announce that we have a special guest, our first guest on the show. He's a Definitely Human sound slash editing genius who does all our podcasts and acts in them as well and does the ideas as well. He's basically Definitely Human. It's Tom the Bomb Dowling.
Thanks very much for having me.
Oh, Tom Dowling. Tom Dowling. I thought you'd just got a homeless person off the street.
Yeah, I suppose
you win a prize to be here?
Oh, right.
I suppose using the phrase like special guest kind of throws it a bit.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, special ham. It's great. Everybody loves it, right?
Best kind of ham. Yeah, you're right.
I'd take offense to that. I've had a shower, especially. And I've brushed my hair.
Yeah.
Your hair does look very nice.
Yeah. Thanks.
I'm
pleased to be, I was very pleased to be here in the studio where
all
the magic
happens.
In my
defense, do look like a homeless person. Like, am I wrong?
These are like normal trousers, aren't they?
But that's all you're wearing.
Fine. Yeah, well, all right, whatever.
Okay.
Can we get on with it?
So the fig rolls, was your choice, even though you deny it.
Not a biscuit. So interesting.
It is a biscuit.
It's not a biscuit. It's
double controversy because I don't remember picking a fig roll. And I feel like fig rolls have a place in the world of biscuits, but I mean...
But what is that place? And is it our purpose to say?
This is the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast. I think if anyone's got the authority to decide
here. This is an uncharted...
Well, you knew this was not going to be your plain sailing, David.
I mean...
We were going to hit some storms along the way.
Okay, but we're pros and we're going to go down with this ship, right?
But like Sky Sports probably have like stupid things on it which aren't really sports, like darts or something.
Ooh,
like that. You know?
Okay.
Alienating the dart community as well. Well,
dart fans. Yeah. The crossover, the synergy potential there.
But I think the biscuit cake thing, I think it's on the spectrum. Like fig rolls, kind of, I think they sit more on the biscuit side of that spectrum than the cake side.
Just because they sell them in the biscuit aisle.
Largely because of that, because obviously I trust the large supermarkets with my life and I will do whatever they tell me to.
They do know what they're doing, they're professionals.
Exactly. But also, you can dunk it. You can't dunk a cake.
Okay, interesting.
You think you can dunk a cake.
Potentially disagree.
We think we can dunk it. But no, we're not sure if you can dunk a fig roll. Saying you can dunk a cake.
Have you seen them? You could build a fucking house with them. They're so solid.
Technically, I can dunk my thumb, you know, but like, it doesn't mean I'm going to like...
He's got a point.
Now you're just being absurd. All right, now you've turned a serious discussion on a serious show into something absurd.
This homeless person you brought into my house has a point.
Well, it's too late to change, so we're going to review it.
Well, and it looks like it's in a biscuit packet anyway.
There we go.
Like,
yeah, and it's made by
McVitie's.
Exactly. So,
which we do not endorse.
Even though
we keep having them on,
unless they're willing to give us some money,
in which case, sell our souls. Yeah. So, figs. A lot of history behind the figs.
A lot of history. Yeah. A lot of ancient history. And yes, I don't know if you know. I'm actually not in my usual attire today.
Yeah. I had noticed that.
Yeah, dressed up. Special, you know. I mean, it's not even like a special thing now. It's just like what we do on the show, right? We dress up. That's like part and parcel of it. So you may or may not know, the fig roll dates all the way back to ancient Egypt times. So of course, I've dressed up as Ramses II.
Right, that's
Ramses II, the sequel, the great ancestor, as he was known, the third pharaoh of the 19th dynasty of Egypt.
Great dynasty.
Probably the greatest pharaoh of the Egyptian empire, I'd say. He was really good at war and building monuments, so...
And he didn't wear any trousers.
Yeah,
well,
apparently.
I'm not 100% sure that this costume is totally historically accurate.
Yeah, no,
I did get it at a costume hire, and I'm not sure if this is actually what...
According to historical facts.
I'm not totally sure that... But the interesting thing about Ramses II is in the Greek name for him is Ozymandias.
I did not know that.
Which I think is appropriate for this show.
Yeah, look on our works, ye mighty and despair.
The lone and level sands stretch far away. It's a surprisingly chilly costume.
Yeah, you've gone the other way. So you've gone from overheating to possible hypothermia.
I'm feeling very exposed. Again, I'm not sure that this is what Ramses II actually wore in ancient Egyptian times.
It's definitely more
a pair of
like...
speedos and a tea towel. Yeah.
Gold speedos, right?
Yeah.
Budgie smuggler. Gold budgie smugglers.
It's a good costume, so thanks for making the effort.
I did have a bit of fun with the makeup.
Yeah, you've really gone to town on the cowl on the eyes. It's really quite something.
Yeah, I might kind of
like
just
it,
stick
I have
with
to
it.
Say,
thank
you.
Know,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome, David.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom. And you've dressed up as well. Because again, we're all dressing
I feel a bit stupid now because I mean, and that's saying something looking at David.
What?
But I think I got the email. It must have been wrong.
Yeah,
we were all dressing up as the biscuit.
It's quite. A sticky
I was quite
costume.
Excited to see how you guys were going to do it. But, obviously, yeah. I mean, for the listeners at home, I guess. I can't wait till we get the webcam.
Keep that Patreon money coming in, guys.
It's going to happen.
I mean, I just got some cheap figs from the corner shop, kind of spread them on myself a bit, and I wasn't sure what to use for the roll, so I've just got a bit of bread, kind of sellotaped it on.
Yeah.
It's nice that you went to all this effort, because that's what this is about. It's about, you know, putting on a bit of a show, putting all that effort in, and really just dressing up for the occasion, and just kind of just going all in.
I mean, the mega bus was only like 3 hours here. It's fine. Yeah.
But the important thing is, we're here now. We're dressed up, and it's gonna add a lot to the show.
We're all in it together.
We're all equally.
And I've gone out for it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tom's gone for the very literal interpretation, and you've gone for quite the obvious interpretation,
sure.
David.
Yeah, Ramses
II. I've gone for the, I want to say more intelligent, but I can't think of another word right now.
Okay.
So, a bit more left wing. So, you need to know a little bit about the fig roll, okay?
Do you mean left field?
Left field, yeah, not left wing, not for this costume. So, the fig roll was first mass produced in Newton, Massachusetts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which is in America.
Okay.
Right. And in 1972, it had the third largest landslide victory in an election. And 48 states out of 50 voted for the same candidate. And that candidate was Richard Nixon.
Right.
And Massachusetts, where they made the first mass-produced fig roll, did not vote for Richard Nixon. So, in a kind of nod to the birthplace of the mass-produced fig roll and a nod to democracy because, you know, they voted against him and he didn't wipe them out, I've dressed as Richard Nixon. I'm wearing a different tie from last week, so I know you're upset last week.
I mean, you say that this is more of kind of a subtle take on the sort of the whole concept.
The reason is, yeah.
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 That's not the word I would have used, personally. Right. I think tenuous probably would have...
Yeah, left field doesn't really kind of cut it,
really?
Does it? Yeah.
Well, I think kind of like all the best costumes... it's not about what you wear, it's the reason why you wear it, which makes it good.
Yeah, yeah. So every like fancy dress party I've been to, that's like, always the concept. Yeah.
Exactly.
I love explaining my costume to people over like a number of hours.
Exactly. Yeah. So Tom gets it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we eat it?
Should we get into it? Yeah. So these are McVitie's. The packet looks like bullshit, as it always does with McVitie's.
I mean, they've tried to like make it fun, right? It's got kind of.
I think that's disrespectful. The fake has. The fake has a long and proud history, and they try to kind of make it fun, kooky. I quite like
the kind of it's a kind of like blood red.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, it's not
figs
necessary.
Are kind of cool looking, I guess.
Yeah, they look okay.
The actual fig roll looks like a dog biscuit.
It does. It looks like a large dog biscuit, which is kind of fun. Fun for kids, I guess.
Teach them to eat dog biscuits. It's got a nice like kind of weight to it.
Yeah, it's pretty sturdy. Like, you could drop that from quite a height and it'd be okay. Yeah.
Slightly odd smell, kind of.
Like bready.
Yeah.
It's like there's like a sourness or something.
I mean, they're kind of just like tiny bread pillows, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good description.
Hard on the outside, soft on the inside. Just like us, right, guys? It's just broken glass on the inside.
Hard on the outside, dead wasps on the inside, yeah. Just like us.
Feels a bit like, you know, feet or something. Texture of feet.
What?
Why are you going to say that when I'm just about to put it in my mouth?
But you said it looked like dog biscuits.
Dog biscuits are fun. I don't want to eat a foot.
Dog biscuits are gross. I mean, I wouldn't want to eat feet either, but... Okay.
Okay, so it's got some good things going for it then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Surprisingly subtle in taste, but like in a good way. Like it's like, hey, hi there. It's kind of like casual. It's not really asking too much of me.
I think it's not as sweet as I was expecting.
No.
Tastes good.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Good.
It's a good it's a critical review there.
Yeah, it's kind of, it doesn't really do a lot. It's not too sweet. And the filling has kind of got a slightly sour, bittery aftertaste. But apart from that, I don't really...
It feels like it's not the kind of thing that you could eat a lot of. Like,
no.
Well, I disagree.
you don't want to eat a lot of these. It's like figs are famous for their laxative properties.
Okay. It's going to be a fun show.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, I would. But I kind of tend to judge biscuits on like quantity as well as quality, right?
How many would you eat in a sitting?
With biscuits generally, I mean, I'd easily eat like half a packet.
Half a packet in one sitting. Sorry, I didn't mean to sound like your dad there, but that is unacceptable.
That's quite a lot of biscuits.
I don't know.
Are you a dog person?
You just kind of get, but oh no, I don't like dog treats.
Why are you going to take everything so literally? You're dressed as a fig roll.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, I just like eating a lot. I mean, I like eating a lot of biscuits. Maybe I'm just like weak, but once I start.
Oh, yeah, no, you got it. That's right. You're weak.
I'm a sucker. Sugar, what's like.
Well, these aren't that sugary.
Though. Yeah.
Well, exactly. That's why you need to eat a few more to get your hit.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's interesting that you said cake, because actually, if anything, it's kind of tastes a bit like a pie.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
It's kind of like the...
Like a bit like a mince pie.
Yeah. Because like
the ancient Egyptians would... it was like their way of transporting figs, right? So they would roll it up in pastry.
So in a different universe, if... The Egyptians was carried on.
Yeah.
Then, you know...
The Egyptians did carry on in this universe as well.
All right. Just the history.
All right, we get details and Egypt still being around.
I don't think anybody still dresses like that, do they, mate? Well, maybe they do. I mean, I haven't been to Egypt. So, I mean, I'm sorry.
Been to some of the bars around Soho. Yeah.
I might have done.
Yeah, should we review it then? Should we get some scores?
Yeah.
Okay. David, you want to go first?
Yeah. Like I said, it's like, I really like them. Like, because I remember having fig rolls like when I was younger, but I haven't had them in such a long time. They've lived up to my expectations.
Whoa.
They've actually kind of...
Oh my God, is this the first thing
this might
which
be the first
has,
time,
okay,
right?
Wow. Ever in this whole life.
Yeah, literally ever. Because like... Yeah, it was just kind of, it was non-offensive. It was like, wasn't asking much of me. It wasn't like an explosion of taste or anything. It wasn't trying to wow me, but it was just kind of nice. It was pleasant. I think the word is pleasant. That's what it was. Okay. So I'm going to give it a 3.5.
Okay, good score. Good score for the figure-all.
Yeah.
Tom, what's your score?
Yeah, I was also, I had well, I don't think high expectations is the right word, but I was expecting to like fig rolls.
Yeah.
And turns out I do like fig rolls.
Wow. This is incredible.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go further and give it 4.
Okay.
I do like them. I don't have like any baggage with fig rolls.
Here we go. down to Dave. Come on, then.
I don't have any baggage with fig rolls, so I was like coming into this clean. I was like, yeah, you got a clean slate with me, fig roll. And fig roll's
never
like,
been on the wrong side of a fig roll. you haven't lived, man.
I'm gonna give it a 3. So it's but it doesn't really do much. You have it. It's kind of nice, but I don't think it's that memorable. But it's a confident biscuit. It's like, hey, I'm a fig roll. I'm a little bit sweet. If you eat too much of me, you have a shit. Have a bite, mate. And you're like, okay, oh, that's not too bad.
It's not needy like other biscuits.
It's not like the hobnob. No. Yeah, not like the, God. It's just, just pity that biscuit. Pathetic. Yeah. But no, the fig roll is like, I've got a lot of history. I've been doing the same thing for thousands of years. Yeah. I'll probably do the same thing for thousands of years more.
Yeah, pyramids, you heard of those? Basically the same.
Basically the same thing. Yeah, I saw them being built.
Yeah.
Right, so that's the taste section. Some strong scores for the fig roll to start off. Yeah. Okay, let's get into the texture then. I mean, we did talk a little bit about how it's pretty solidly made.
Yeah.
So we fucked it up once again.
What is
you
wrong?
You think
we'd
learn by this point, but Jesus Christ.
Surprisingly crumbly.
Yeah, I think the one thing we didn't really talk about is that it's pretty dry.
It's very dry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think though that would be because the middle's so sticky. If the outside wasn't as dry, then it would just be like it'd be like eating a.
There's just quite a lot of outside. Then maybe the ratio's a bit.
Yeah,
odd.
Yeah.
But like I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just it's fine.
I just remember what this reminds me of. Do you ever guys have Nutri-Grains?
Oh my god! Yeah,
this is a fucking mini Nutri-Grain. That's what it is.
Well, Nutri-Grain is obviously the young pretender.
Yeah. Oh my god! When I was a kid, going to stay with my grandmother.
Cue the Elvis music. Here we're taking a trip back to David's past.
Soft focus. The sun.
So when I'd go to visit my grandmother in France. We'd take the ferry, and she wouldn't let us leave the
the box,
the cabin.
Right.
So we just have to sit there as children, just eating just bags of Nutri-Grain bars. Oh. It was so rough. She was like, "Can we go on the deck and see the sea? That could be a cool thing to see. Eat your Nutri-Grain." Oh, I'm a child. I don't like Nutri-Grain.
So sugary.
Yeah, that's not a kid snack. That's like a kind of sport, going to the gym, like sports snack.
Yeah.
Yeah, weird.
Okay. Yeah, they're pretty dry. Has anyone dunked it yet?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I forgot we were dunking it.
Maybe you just eat another one.
On your last fig roll now.
What do you mean I'm on that? Well, you should have bought more than one packet, you know?
We've never needed to before.
No, we never have. This is...
God, I thought, like, if you're going to be reviewing a biscuit, you buy, like, loads of packets. You kind of get stuck in.
No, we're all about economy.
For the record, David has given me his last fig roll.
Oh, well, how is he going to learn? If you bail him out, how is he going to learn? Okay. I've dunked it.
Oh, whoa.
It's pretty soggy.
That is soggy.
Okay, I'm going for a long dunk.
You're not going to get away with that.
Sorry, it's still there.
Oh my god. Oh. Oh.
Oh no.
Oh, it's like the outside just disintegrated, and then I went to put it in my mouth, and it was like some kind of like phantom fig roll, and there's just no outside, and it's just like
it was a ghost fig roll.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so bad.
That's disgusting. I've got to try that one.
That was
time.
Really gross. It's like hot, like baby food or something.
It's not good, is it?
But the middle just tastes kind of the same.
It kind of accentuates the middle taste, and I think, guys, I Not a huge fan of figs, I'm finding out. Or fig paste, anyway. Because it's pretty, yes, yeah, it's even more bitter and sour when you take away the biscuit casing, it just melts away as soon as you touch any liquid. You're just left with this paste, which is just like,
maybe we've
goo.
Got, this has made me think, maybe we've got this all wrong. Like, we were like, the fig, you know, it's tasty, but why is it? Why is it like hiding away in the pastry there? Why, come on out, fig, come on out. Turns out it's like this little black jam of poison. And the pastry's like just full of sugar or something that's like offsetting the fig paste.
Yeah.
We've been fooled again. Again!
The fig is like the sleeper cell or something, yeah. Which is kind of, you know, merged into the surrounding population. And you're like, it's fine. That's not a problem. Take away the surrounding population. You're just left with this, you know, flavor terrorist. You're just attacking your taste buds with so much sourness and bitterness.
Yeah, that's why they wrap figs in rolls, I guess, is to hide the taste of figs. It makes sense.
Yeah.
But why just not? Why not just not sell them?
When you focus on the fig, you get like, I think it's the seeds. I hope it's the seeds. That like slight crunchiness, because like the way they're pollinated, a female wasp who's pregnant climbs inside the thing, mm-hmm. lays her eggs, and she dies, and a load of other stuff happens.
Okay. Slightly and burying then, wait, the lead
is,
here. Yeah.
This is the fig wasps we're talking
the
about.
The fig wasps, yeah.
Fig wasps.
And then once all the other like baby wasps have gone.
So fig rolls are not vegan.
No,
should
if,
we make
if you
like
care
a
about
kind of public service announcement
should,
or something? You
I
can
think
only
should.
Enjoy fig rolls if you're insectivorous.
Yeah, if you're a true vegan, don't eat fig rolls because technically they all have a dead female wasp in them.
Yeah, but I mean the wasp brought it on itself. It's like you have to like search your own sort of moral compass as a vegan.
Yeah,
it's like...
And also fuck wasps.
Fuck wasps, yeah. Right?
Yeah, this is not a good dunk. Like, no. To the point where it's actually kind of unpleasant. Like, some of the others, they were just like, it's just gone a bit shit. But this is, like, actually a bit
What
unpleasant.
About if you put it in your mouth first and then take a slurp of tea?
What? What the fuck is happening right now?
Where did you find this man?
I thought you found him!
That's better.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not sure about
Well,
this.
I'm not even going to try it because that's not what we do on this show.
I'm not
so.
Going to try it. I'm going to be
Go
open-minded.
On, Dave,
and I'm going to be polite to our guest.
Why not?
And try his terrible
Fuck
idea.
Fuck, I guess.
Thanks, Dave.
This is ridiculous.
I can just taste tea. I'm just going to... Well, I just got a mouthful of tea. All right.
No. Okay.
No.
The grand experiment is over.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought the middle was nice. I don't know what you guys are on about. Like,
I actually really don't like the crunchiness that you get. I just can't stop thinking about dead wasps.
You're such a baby. Just eat some wasps. Shut up and eat your wasps.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that. Disappointed. I think, yeah, it was kind of a pleasant surprise on the first taste section.
Yeah.
But now mixing with the tea. Once again, we've been let down.
But the Choco Liebenitz.
Don't talk about that,
biscuit.
David. It's a bit too soon.
This dunked like a million times worse, but I'm not as cut up because I wasn't taken to that high the first time.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
It's fine. I'm enjoying it. It's pleasant. Like I said, just pleasant.
Yeah.
When you dunk it, it's inedible.
Mm-hmm.
It's just garbage. Like mm-hmm. It just turns into a horrible. It's like you dunk it and you put it in your mouth. It's like someone else is throwing it up in your mouth. Like you're a baby bird or something.
Yeah.
You know?
But in terms of texture, I think the little bits add to it.
Really?
I think
that?
If it was just like a kind of perfectly smooth gelatinous paste, I think that would be really creepy. You know?
I'm team wasp.
You're team wasp?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm team paste. Yeah.
Because, like, you know, you...
I'm team baby
texture
food.
Over paste anytime. Because, like, you can't trust it then. It'd be like, what? It'd be like 1% fig and then just, like, 99% sugar
And Dave's always
sugar
been a fan
water.
Of, like, pastes.
Yeah,
like,
easier to chew, the better.
It's, like, sugar habits. No texture for me. Just the sugar paste,
okay, well,
thanks.
I can't really go with you on this one, Tom. This theory's getting a little bit too outlandish for me.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Says the man dressed as an ancient Egyptian.
But I'm not accusing anyone of being a wasp in disguise. Just one wasp controlling like a man-sized robot.
No, that would be ridiculous.
Oh, many wasps under a human skin.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Or maybe he's just like some way, you know, way back his family.
This is
like
just this is
wasp.
Just like pure insanity.
This is gibberish. We gotta move on.
If anyone wants to go out and find some picnics later on, I'm
yeah.
Okay, should we give some scores then?
One.
No hesitation.
No,
to give it one.
Fuck
yeah.
this fig yeah. roll. I'm not even going to say fuck this biscuit because it's not a biscuit. But okay. fuck this fig roll. It does not dunk at all. But you know what? It's a fig roll. It's not a biscuit. So I kind of don't expect it to dunk.
Right, okay.
That's my stance on this.
Okay. I
feel quite strongly about it.
I'm going to give it zero.
What?
No, this can't happen.
Can we do zero?
We can't do zero.
Why can't you do zero?
I guess the interpretation of zero is that it has no redeeming qualities and is inedible.
Well, no, I think a zero is going to be... If it's a zero, that's going to be like your head catches fire when you eat it.
Is it the fact that you've eaten so many fig rolls, you really need a shit now?
No, I'm trying to get this show over quick. I didn't think zero would be such a controversial. Well,
it's
very
controversial.
I was just trying. I'm trying to think of a biscuit that I can imagine dunking worse.
Yeah,
and I can't think of one.
I think we're just gonna have to say one's the lowest.
One's the lowest. We can't go lower than one. That's madness.
You're giving it a one.
So my score of 1 to 5.
Yes.
Is I guess I give it a one.
Okay. All right then. One as well.
One
I don't want to eat dead wasps. Simple as that.
Undunkable.
You're really getting hung up
on
this wasp thing.
Yeah, I'm not, I never thought of myself as a squeamish person, but I wish I hadn't read the fact about the wasps. I can't get out of my head.
I kind of want to eat a wasp now just to see what it tastes like.
Eat a fig roll. Oh, we've run out.
You're Tom Ateable.
Okay, so taste and texture section down. Mixed fortunes for the fig roll so far.
Yeah.
But before we get into our final category, we're going to look at what other people in the world think with the reviews online. So starting off with the UK, as always. So first one, 5-star.
Well.
Yeah. The review is, this is the second time we have ordered these particular biscuits. They call them biscuits. So okay. We know what to expect and have not thus far been disappointed. Like, why is it with British people just reviewing stuff? Like, the baseline of disappointment.
Yeah.
Like, they're never enthusiastic, giving it 5 stars.
What are they expecting is going to happen as well? Like,
yeah.
So far, no problems.
Halfway through,
not letting my guard down just yet. Maybe the third time, they'll be...
I mean, set yourself up for a fall, right?
It's
But who's eating like a packet of biscuits this way? It's like, oh, maybe this one will be the one that like crushes my dreams.
Just very suspiciously with one eyebrow out.
They finish the pack and let out a deep sigh of relief. Like, oh, my God, it's over. We got through it, people. It's okay.
5 stars. It's not a 5-star biscuit.
It's not a biscuit.
Amazon customer says it's a biscuit.
Is that their name?
Yeah. There weren't many reviews on the UK Amazon because, again, fucking people in the UK, apparently they don't care about leaving reviews everywhere. So I had to like scour some other sites. So I went to Ocado, which is the food delivery online order delivery people. 3 stars.
Oof.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Title of the review, disappointing.
Ooh.
I remember these being much nicer. Too much biscuit, not enough fig.
Well, no biscuit at all, I'd say. It's just the right amount of fig, and any more is poisonous, probably.
Yeah, kind of having the dunked version where the biscuit just, like, you know, falls off, I've now got more appreciation for the balance between biscuit and fig.
Yeah,
in the
that's a good point.
Taste section.
Yeah.
Shame I can't go back and change my score, but there you go.
We can't go back.
We've been there.
But, I mean, maybe these people are the same as those previous people, like the 5-starers.
Yeah.
But they just have this kind of horrible nostalgia fog around them. People get fucking weird over nostalgia these days.
Yeah.
I don't think that's ever been a problem for us.
Nope. We're living in the present.
Yep.
But disappointing. And that was from Green Dad of 4. Weird.
So presumably an ogre of some kind.
Yeah.
Jealous of somebody with some real biscuits.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
He's let something slip there. Mm. His true colour is green.
Yeah. So, yeah, some mixed reviews from the UK. I went to the US site, and there's hardly any reviews, because in the US they have...
Well, it's Fig Newtons, isn't it?
Is it?
There it is, yeah.
I've never heard of this.
So, as Dave alluded to earlier with his tenuous link to Richard Nixon...
Pretty good link.
The fig...
Well...
The fig roll was manufactured commercially 1891.
Oh, he's doing this without any notes.
No notes, no fucking computer, guys. 1891 was the year that Fig Roll... You can check this if you want.
Yeah, I'm being a dick now and I'm checking it.
That was the when... So obviously you had the ancient Fig Roll and now we're coming up to the modern era, you know, 1892, the diesel engine comes along, that kind of stuff. It was able to be mass manufactured because they worked out a system of pumping the fig and the floury dough at the same time. Oh. Like you might not have heard of them, but it's kind of like the same principle as making a long egg.
What?
What's a long egg?
So, long eggs are fucking great.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a joke then.
No, I was going to show.
No.
It's a bit like making a up dog.
No, long eggs are a real thing, guys. It's like...
You couldn't even just give me that one? You couldn't even just give me that joke? Fucking hell. Okay, carry on.
I wasn't listening to what you were saying.
This is all falling apart like a fig roll in hot tea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about long eggs. Yeah, let's get back on topic. Tell us about long eggs.
Have you ever been sat in your favourite fast food restaurant and wondered... I mean, yeah, neither have I. I've seen it on YouTube.
Who sits in a fast food restaurant? It's fast food. You get in, you get out. In shame.
Well, I think, you know...
It's like you have a long coat and a fedora on, sunglasses.
Well, as I've heard over the pond, that they're not quite so ashamed of going to fast food restaurants as you might be.
Okay. Or just in general.
Well, you might have noticed if you've got your egg from, you know, any kind of mass conglomerate.
Oh, shit, I do know what you're talking about now, yeah.
So, you know, the egg is, like, perfect. It's, like, it's a perfect circle. And you're like, how the hell do they get a perfect circle of yolk?
Yeah.
And they separate the yolk and the white and then cook them in a big long cylinder separately, and then you get these giant long eggs and they transport them.
It sounds like bollocks.
No, I've seen it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, it looks fucking disgusting.
Yeah, it sounds pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, it's apparently there's even an indigenous version of the long egg, which is made on smoked over a fire in bamboo.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Guys. Again, I thought it was going to be a joke, but no.
No jokes, just facts.
Yeah, just facts, guys.
That's what people want. That's what the listeners are begging for.
Long eggs are real and they're here to stay. So, I mean, I guess just like the long egg, the fig roll, you know, they made them long to be able to transport them. Like,
Tom Dowling, he's the fun one from the bunker, isn't he? He was the one that everyone was like laughing at, like the one with the good jokes and he screamed a lot. Oh, I can't wait till he comes on, like breathe some life into this show. Yeah. Here's the facts about long eggs.
In 1891. It was right though. I checked the date. He was correct with the 1891.
Spot on, guys.
Yeah, well done.
We'll give you that one, I guess.
So you guys, when you're chatting all your bullshit, remember, I'm listening to it all.
Hey, but you're talking about eggs. This is a biscuit show.
To bring it back. So
to bring it back. Well, I was thinking, I was trying to say.
This is like fucking Inception. Like, how far out of the bit are we right now?
The people in America might be a bit confused right now. Because we're talking about fig rolls, but they're actually called fig Newtons.
Yeah, so, and there was a load of reviews of fig Newtons, but I think they seem like to be in Oreo territory, where it's like their whole thing of their own, and I feel like if we're going to have reviews of fig Newtons, we need to review ourselves.
Right.
So I just got one review, 1 star.
Wow.
Trust me, so hard to eat, and it feels like you are eating an expired food. Do not buy this product. Trust me. So hard to eat. And it feels like you are eating an expired food.
And who was this? What was this friend called?
I was hoping you were going to ask me. Okay, it's Abdulraham Al-Mamadi. Okay. Abdulraham Al-Mamadi, yes.
Or a wasp. Oh. That is 100% a wasp. Not a doubt in
my
mind.
You're looking at that. If you rearrange the letters and add a few extra...
I am a wasp.
And add a few extra ones in, it says I'm a wasp, yeah.
Have you checked the avatar? Is it a wasp?
Look, it is the wasp from B-Movie. Yes, it is. Oh my God, do you see? Other things purchased... picnic baskets. Did the wasp buy a picnic basket? I don't know, man.
Again, maybe hoping again. To lure people in to get like people to have a picnic and then they can steal that.
Wait, you just put out a blanket and just like bring your own jam sign.
A wasp long con.
All right, so the review's not very good online. It seems the fig roll is not I don't think it's heading for a good end.
No.
Sort it out, world.
It's heated up a bit, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm actually not feeling that cold anymore. But then I'm starting to sweat over my entire body, so it's starting to, like, I think it's the energy in the room right now, because there's three people, usually it's two. I feel very uncomfortable. I'm like an old dog. I don't like change.
You're quite close to Tom, and he has several dogs surrounding him at the moment, just licking his legs.
Tom's covered in disgusting crumbs, and I'm just terrified that one of those crumbs is going to land on my sweaty body, and then just that's going to be horrible for me. It's going to ruin my whole day.
Should we move on to the next segment?
Sure.
Okay. So this is the biscuitness now of the fig roll. I got a feeling David's got something to say on this. David, would you...
Well, I guess what I would argue, and what any sane person would argue, is that it's not a biscuit. So how can we judge it on biscuitness? It's ridiculous. This whole thing is a farce.
Are you saying...
Tom chose it.
Tom chose it.
Would you therefore say that this is a zero stars situation?
You've given me enough rope to hang myself there, Tom. I gotta say, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Well, we're not on scores yet, so I guess we'll see what
That's
happens.
That's cool. You can think on it.
Yeah, I'll think on it. I mean, maybe you'll say something to change my mind. Maybe Dave will say something to change my mind. You know, we're still in that kind of that phase of the review where we're just talking things through.
Yeah, I've got to say, I mean, I know I was kind of arguing for being on the biscuit spectrum, and I still feel like maybe just the way it's packaged, and because I'm just such a sucker for capitalism and marketing, mm-hmm. I still see it as a biscuit because it's in the biscuit aisle of the major supermarkets, and I trust them in my life.
Yeah,
I don't really rate them as a biscuit. I don't think.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Well, I mean, I guess that's what this show is all about. You know, we're doing the job for other people.
We do have a moral duty to protect people from these false idols, false biscuits.
These false biscuits.
Yeah. So with that in mind, with that said, I think that Tom's right. I'm gonna have to eat my words over here.
Don't you do I'm this, have David.
To,
don't,
I'm,
David.
I'm gonna have to take a big spoonful of humble pie, or in this case, roll, fig roll. It's not a biscuit. 0 out of 5.
Whoa,
he's right. He's right.
I'd just like to thank my mum and Maximilian John, fourth member of Definitely Human, and just this one's for all the fans, really. I've come in here and I've shown you two guys the thing about reviewing biscuits. That's all I'd like to say.
Well, thanks for handling gracefully, Tom.
It's still a biscuit, fuck you.
No, what the are you casing, talking about?
That the casing is not a pastry casing.
It is a biscuit, pastry.
It's a biscuit casing. It's a biscuit casing.
It is not a biscuit casing.
It's a biscuit
casing. Okay, the ultimate test, if it goes stale, does it go soft or hard?
I don't know, we ain't got time to find out.
Okay, so one for the philosophers, but still.
can we just clarify, soft, if it goes soft,
if it goes,
it's a biscuit, if it goes hard, it's a cake.
Exactly. Apparently.
Yeah.
He says rolling his eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a big fan of Knock It Before You've Tried It, but, I mean, come on, Dave.
Is that your new CBBC TV show? Knock It Before You've Tried It with Dick and Dom.
Yeah.
I'm really torn here because the belligerence in me just wants to make a strong case for its biscuitness.
But you can't because there is none.
I think there's a case, it was a very flimsy one, and I don't think it'll stand up in biscuit court. In that august chamber. I think on the biscuit spectrum, it's too far along to another. I'm not sure what it's along to. Something else, a different kind of snack, but it's the needle's swung too far away. So I think for biscuitness, I think I've got to give it a 0 because it's something else.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm gonna give it a 3.
Fucking cunt. I hate you so much.
I'm going to give it a 3.
Okay.
God, I hate you. This is what the fans don't see. It's not fun working with Tom. It's not fun. He's a monster.
He just likes chaos. He's just an agent of chaos.
He's aged me and Dave. So, well, not Dave, but he's aged me so much.
Yeah. You can, that forehead is receding, isn't
Ooh,
it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
Okay, go on then. Let's hear this. Let's hear this.
I mean... All right, I have to agree. I don't think it's a biscuit.
Right. How can you give us... Okay, fine. Go on.
Don't encourage him.
Hear him out.
I mean, you know, I'm you know, having spent the last amount of time... I don't know how much we're cutting, so I don't want it to sound weird on the show. You know, it feels a bit more like an Eccles cake or something like that. It's kind of like cakey outside with some kind of like dried fruit filling. But, you know, when I think of that kind of biscuit cupboard of my childhood, you know, like, you know, the cupboard that was a bit too high to reach. You think of all the packets of biscuits kind of lined up in there. You know,
I see the
fig roll on the, you know, the sunlight of the morning.
The shaft of light with the dust.
Your parents are still in bed and you're sneaking in just to get some biscuits before breakfast when nobody's going to notice. I blame it on my little sister. If anybody notices, they're gone. And, you know, I enjoyed fig rolls in that context. And it would, someone would say, do you want a biscuit? How about a fig roll? You know.
All right, then. So, in summary, that's a 4 from me.
4.5 from me.
And that's an 8 from me.
Blimey.
Wow. That's can you tell who the first timer here is?
Can you tell who's still got hope?
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
I mean, and that seems like all you've brought to this table. Certainly no interesting criticism. Your scores are garbage. No jokes. No insight of any kind. And you insisted that fig rolls are biscuits.
I mean, I think I've introduced the revolution of the zero score. It's a bit like your U in GCSE maths, you know? Remember that from last week?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't come up with the... They didn't have to come up with a new grade just for me because I was so bad. Or did they? I don't know. I've never looked into it. Maybe they did.
Yeah.
You know, maybe zero is like the kind of descent score, you know? It's the like, it's like get out of it kind of a score.
I think it is. I think it is, right.
It's the dismissal score. It's like, it's you're not even... You can't even be rated.
Yeah, I wish you hadn't brought this back to me because now I feel like I'm being personally attacked.
Maybe it means like, what was your score? It was like a 4.5?
4.5.
Maybe that's like 4.5 with like a little asterisk. Or like some kind of, so just some kind of notch scored in it just to kind of say like, 4.5 like, and one of the scores was zero.
Like all those Olympic medals, which are won pretty much all the time, which have asterisks next to them because like 6 people would disqualify for doping.
Exactly. And that way our good listeners, they'll know the... Because I mean, I've scored it highly, but I'm still dubious about its qualities as a biscuit, you know.
I feel like it's...
But you didn't give it a zero for anything.
Well, so I tried to.
There's no.
You didn't let me. I tried to give it a zero for dunking, but you wouldn't let me. You wouldn't let me.
But
do that.
That's not how the system works. The zero works for biscuitness because it's not a biscuit. But it did dunk because it didn't hit the top of the tee and just not go through. It went into the water. It didn't bounce off the tee. It dunked.
For me, when I dunked it, it changed the entire like composition of the biscuit so much that it wasn't a fig roll.
No, not having that.
No, it's nonsense.
So I think... So we got some scores, but they've got an asterisk against them on the site because, like a doper, it shouldn't have been here in the first place. It's brought shame on this show, and we can only try, as we go forward, to restore the reputation and the honour that we once
You're
carried.
You're still talking about biscuits?
How do you make a fig roll?
Don't know.
You push it.
Can we not have Tom back on the show again?
You've been listening to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast. If you like the show, please take a minute to leave a review on iTunes. It does actually help us. And also spread the word online.
You can follow us on Twitter at IWGBRP and at Human Definitely, and check out our other shows, Mars Corp, The Infinite Bad, and The Bunker. We're also on Patreon, where you can get access to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast, Bite Size, a companion podcast where we talk about the highs and lows of our week.
I'm David Price. He's David Knight. Join us again next time when we'll be reviewing Maryland's Choc Chip Cookies. And remember, hope is dead. Have a great week.
And I'm Tom Dalek.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.